So let's stir it up a little bit here.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Where could DK go? I've got a team to do it.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I am talking about the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas has taken a step back, and Philadelphia, with the aforementioned A.J. Brown, could zoom right past him.
Earlier on the show, 12-year NBA veteran Rex Chapman, co-host of ESPN's Pardon the Interruption, Michael Wilbon. Coming up, Jets defensive end Jermaine Johnson, Packers running back Aaron Jones. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Great show so far, if I dare say so myself. Here on Peacock, Sirius XM, Channel 85, we've chatted with Rex Chapman and Michael Wilbon about NBA Finals Game 3 that went down last night. We've chopped it up with both of those gents. We are also getting set to talk to Aaron Jones of the Green Bay Packers. I just spoke to my favorite New York Jet, Jermaine Johnson II. We get very excited, very, very excited here on this program. Chris Brockman and DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts over there. Good to see you, Mike.
What's up, Rich?
Good to see you. And TJ Jefferson, good to see you, sir. Good to see you.
Hola.
Very pleased that we're having such a great show, even though Mike Del Tufo is in such a bad mood to start because the guy...
I'm actually still upset about
because the guy who checked us in, you know, we'll call him out. I'm going to call him out. Mike Del Tufo is just a sweethearted guy, very sensitive guy.
No,
he's from the East Coast, so he's got vim and vigor. He's got some bile. He's got some, you know. Don't cross him.
Nope.
Okay, but he's also very sweetheart. He's a very sweet guy. He's got a warm center.
He's a people person.
You're a people person. You like talking to people. Honestly, if you're sitting next to Mike Del Tufo, if you ever get to sit next to Mike Del Tufo on a plane, just be prepared for a few things. One, your life story and his life story will be exchanged.
I'm actually big into music now on planes.
All I'm saying is if you sit next to him on a plane, if you don't want to have that conversation, get your ear pods going, you know, this whole thing. But when Mike checks us in to make sure that our audio partners hear us, there's certain people that don't say hello back.
Like they're not.
They got stuff to do, Mike, and sometimes you take it personally.
I do.
And you like saying, hey, how are you? It's Mike Del Tufo from the Rich Eisen Show. How are you? And then you like having just a chit chat. Very nice.
I like bonding with
people. And some people are very gruff on the other end. They're just like, yeah, they might have other stuff to do. And you take it personally. And
Rich, I do it all the time for games when I got to do the check in to make sure everything's working.
You say,
they're always nice back. You know, the guys, it's like, sometimes I get one of those guys. It's like, what are you?
Just say hello.
Just be nice.
Sometimes you just want to say hello. Be nice.
Just be nice.
It's nice to be nice to the
I'm
nice.
I'm a nice guy.
Which is, by the way, a line that Frank Burns said in MASH. It's something that I will never forget as a child. It's nice to be nice to the nice.
So he might have been busy.
Oh, okay.
Or he could have been. You said he was a different guy. Maybe he's stressed.
Guy.
He does. So he's not comfortable.
It's a different guy.
But don't worry. That guy is not hearing this right now because he's being rude to somebody else, checking somebody in.
Whoa. Rich.
Is that wrong to say?
No.
I'm just glad you fought through it, and we're fighting through it.
Okay, I feel better now. I'm a little better now.
Very good.
Thank you.
So we also talked about the new LIV Golf Tournament and League that's going on, or the Saudi Golf League, as the very upset PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan referred to it in a letter to all the PGA Tour players to let them know.
Do you think when he typed that out this morning, or maybe he had it typed out a few days
ago? I don't think he's at a word processor himself, Chris.
All right, well, then yes. If he's speaking it to one of his assistants.
Right? Yes.
Do you think when he said Saudi Golf League, he goes, got him.
Got him.
Got him. Got him.
Again, that's their only play right here is, you know, they're taking their money from a country that is looking to sports wash its image.
100%.
And there's enough players who are like, did you see how many zeros that is? I'll never make that much money on the tour. And I'm make it just to say yes to play one round of golf. I imagine, though, they have to.
It's probably for all eight.
It's probably what for all eight tournaments
of this season.
Well, it's probably multi-season. Like, you got to get more than just that.
I mean, if you're resigning from the PGA Tour, I think you're in it for the...
Plus, as you know, they'll come find you. They'll come find you if you don't do it.
Yep.
So there's that's what's going on in that world. In the NFL world, Tom Brady spoke today.
Hey.
Yes. I don't know how many press conferences Tom has held since announcing he's come back. Right? There wasn't any press conference to announce his return. There was a press conference that Bruce Arians held to announce his retirement from head coach, being a coach, in his transition to senior football advisor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a press conference at which Tom Brady was present.
He did that round table kind of at the match.
He did, but I don't think Ernie asked him about Bruce Arians being a guy that
JJY.
He would only come back to the Buccaneers if Arians was no longer the head coach. I don't think Ernie was asking him that at that post-match. Hey, what about the whole idea that you came back, but the condition, one of the conditions was Arians would be gone? And then there's the whole thing that, you know, when you retired, the intention was for you to own part of the Miami Dolphins. And then after a while, sit there and go, you know what, I'll play for the Miami Dolphins and figure out the compensation with the Buccaneers later on. Those two things were asked of Tom Brady today. So, let's take them one at a time. This was a question placed to Brady if there was a rift between him and Arians. Now, I have already been on record on this show saying I didn't buy any of that. I did not buy that Brady's like, you know what? I'm going to go over. I'm going to watch Ronaldo play, okay? And I'm going to go, you know, tell the Glazers, I'm only coming back if I am, you know, basically going to be a Man U season ticket holder. But I'm only coming back if Arians is gone. And we found out subsequently from Jason Light, the Glazers weren't even at the Man U match that Brady was at. And I thought to myself, like, what sort of sociopath would he have to be to demand that and then sit there in front of Arians, who would have to know that Brady was the one who forced him out after his damn near half-century career, and Brady sitting there smiling, giving testament to him. I never bought that. Did his gears grind with Arians sometimes? Of course. I'm sure it did.
Gears grind with Brockman sometimes. It happens.
Sometimes mine grind with you when I don't think you have my best interest in mind, and you wear that smile with that very nice demeanor of yours, and you cut deep anyway.
Oh, me too.
This is what Brady had to say about Arians and him having a supposed rift.
Zero whatsoever. Yeah, he and I have a great relationship, and I think that's, you know, part of why I chose here was because of Bruce. I mean, he and I have been as incredible communication, and you know, I have great respect for him, and he knows how I feel about him. That's the most important thing, and I know how he feels about me.
So there you go. I'm sure you're all sitting there saying, didn't Brady tell LeBron that 90% of the time he's not telling the truth in press conferences? But
forgot about that.
Listen to his answer about whether he had contact with the Dolphins. Check it out.
I mean, it's, again, I had a lot of conversations with a lot of people, as I've had for the last 3 or 4 years in my career, about, you know, different opportunities when I'm done playing with football. So, you know, I kind of made a decision of what I'd like to do. And I'll get to be in the game of football. And I think for me, the most important thing is where I'm at now and, you know, what I hope to do for this team. That's been my commitment to, you know, this team and organization. It's been so much fun for me to come here 2 years ago. It's been almost 2.5 years now, and it's been an incredible part of my football journey. And it's not over, and we still got a lot to accomplish. So I got a long life ahead, and, you know, there's a lot of fun things to do ahead. I'm looking forward to what's ahead in football. But at the same time, you know, none of us are promised much beyond what we have now, and this is the current moment, and I'm really excited about going out there to try to compete and win a championship.
Didn't say no either. Said no. Well, come on, Dolphins, what are you out of your mind? I talked to a lot of people.
Well, he 100% talked to the Dolphins. Talked to a lot of people.
Well, guess what?
Not a lot of things.
He talked to Fox, and he's going to get an insane amount of money from them, and he'll be great at that job. Look, he is I look at him and I watch him as he's talking. I'm like, I cannot believe he's still doing this. It's insane. And not a single soul sits here.
Looks great.
As he does look as chiseled as he is at 25. Like, he's in better shape now than he was at 25. He's in better shape at 45 than 25.
We're talking about that. He looks so much better now.
He's better,
than he
better
did
shape
back
at
then.
45 than 35.
Yeah. Yep. 1,000%.
He's better shape now than he was 2 minutes ago. And I don't even know where he is.
In hyperbaric.
I don't know anybody like that. I just cannot believe it. And nobody out there thinks for a split second he's out of his mind for doing this. The Bucs are overreaching to have him do it. Or think that he has no chance to win it. How many times? Like, just think about how we were talking about Ben Roethlisberger going into last year.
Oh,
Breeze in his final time with the Saints. This one, it's just like, Tom, why are you stopping playing at age 44, age 45? Why are you doing that?
Tom Brady has top five MVP odds at 45 years old.
Who's better? Allen's better?
Allen.
Mahomes?
Mahomes.
Dak.
Herbert.
Not Dak. Oh. Pound sand on that.
Joe Burrow.
Burrow.
And then Brady and Rodgers have the same. They're fifth.
So Dak is six. Is what you're saying.
Where's Dak?
Dak is way down.
Oh.
25 to 1.
Who's in between the 12s and Dak?
In between the 12s and Dak, Russell Wilson.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts is better. Hold on. Wait a minute. Really?
No, it's not better. He's better odds.
Better odds.
Better odds, yeah.
Than Dak Prescott.
Yeah, Russell.
To win the MVP. What place is this?
Okay, Russell Wilson.
Where are you seeing these odds?
This is, offshore.
What's Micah Parsons?
Offshore. Offshore like Mars?
Yeah, what do they know?
Fantasy land.
They're not on shore.
I mean, there are people who you know how high I'm on the Eagles. I think that they've passed the Cowboys. So that's why the Cowboys should be knocking on the Seahawks door getting DK Metcalf.
So Brady and Rodgers are tied for fifth, 14-1. Russell Wilson and Jalen Hurts tied for seventh, 18-1. Stafford 8, 20-1.
Oh, yeah.
With Derek Carr also 20-1. And then 10th, Dak Prescott. Hold 25 on. To
Jalen
1.
Jalen Hurts has better MVP odds than Matthew Stafford?
Yes.
There goes your argument then, huh? I thought you had an argument, and now you realize you don't.
Oh, I have an argument. I have an argument with this list.
I mean, Deshaun Watson's still
on
here.
Where's Micah Parsons on this list?
Oh, God.
For MVP?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Can we do something about that, too?
Let's leave the list alone.
Oh, goodness.
The list is bizarre.
It's only going to be a quarterback win anyway, so.
Amen.
Debo's on this list.
Tom Brady. Do you think he had a problem with Arians? Like that I'm not coming back unless Arians is gone? And let's get a nice 2-week buffer between now and when Arians is going to make his announcement so I don't have my fingerprints on it?
I would say he did not have a problem.
I say he made the announcement for a reason when he made his announcement because he needed to make sure it was before free agency.
Right.
And Bruce Arians was the head coach at the time. And it's entirely possible Arians could have basically still been the coach. What if Brady said I'm coming back only if he's gone, and Arians just like I'm pulling him, I'm going rogue, I'm not going anywhere. What would happen then?
Then Tom would be on a different team right now. That's what would happen.
I don't know about that.
You think San Francisco would rather have Tom Brady or Trey Lance right now?
What's with the Trey Lance hate?
That's
over
your
there,
that's your
man.
Baby. What's it? By the way,
what is with the not Trey?
Hate. Total not
and
hate.
And you with
total
like.
Total not hate.
And you.
We haven't seen him play football in 2 years.
Yeah.
So nobody knows if he's any good. But, so everyone being just automatically anointing him, like, he's going to be great. The Niners are going back to the playoffs, and we have a chance at the Super Bowl. You have no idea.
But, Chris, this is fantasy football talk you keep on doing with
what
this with Brady. What do you mean? What do I mean?
With Brady?
With him. When I said to you, would you take Tom, like that TV commercial where Brady's, you know, calling people around to tell about his crypto business, and there's some, you know, New England honk on the other end of the line saying, you know, when are you coming back? We wouldn't take you back even if you were coming back. And he goes, yeah, you would. And he goes, yeah, you're right, I would. And I asked you, as a New England fan, would you take Tom Brady back this year in 2022? Absolutely. And you said, absolutely. And then you try to flip it on me saying, would you take Tom Brady on the Jets? And I said, no, because this isn't fantasy football. The Jets made all of this move towards...
He's still a top five player.
When Tom Brady is 50 and out of the league, we're assuming he will be, Zach Wilson will be in year 5 and year 6, and he better be ready to win Super Bowls or already have one in the case, that because the Jets had him progress. You cannot stunt
in 5
the growth
years,
of your guy. And the Niners would not do that with Lance.
If you had taken him out for Tom Brady for a year, he'd be the same guy.
That's not true.
He's 22 years old. He'd be the same guy.
That is not true. You can't follow up Mac Jones's first year by going back to the past because Brady has made himself available to you and you're willing to go one more year with Tommy.
I live in reality. Yes, you can.
I'm living in reality and saying you cannot stop the entire process that you've put into place. You can't do it.
If Tom Brady wants to do anything, it's like Ghostbusters. When someone asks if you're a god, you say yes. So when God says, I want to come play for you, you say yes.
Let's do this. We have the real estate here before Aaron Jones joins us. Arizona, if Brady says, I want to go there, do they tell Kyler Murray you're out? Or you need to sit? Or you need to go somewhere else? They're going to trade him away? Of course not.
How much are they getting Tom for?
Dude, you get it. Forget it. It's not for 1 year. You're getting him for 1 year.
Rich.
You're not doing that.
Every team except Atlanta would do it.
Atlanta would do it. I'm talking about, you know, in terms of a quarterback that's right here, right now. And in terms of Baltimore would have to think about it because if Lamar is not committing to them. Buffalo, no way.
That's what I mean.
Carolina would do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Chicago. Would Chicago do that?
Yep.
Chicago's because not ready to win right now.
Rich, if you have Tom Brady... You're a Super Bowl contender.
Not the Chicago Bears, the way that they're currently constituted.
Every team.
No way.
No.
Cincinnati wouldn't do it. Joe Burrow is their guy. Cleveland. Well, they'll do anything to get out of their situation right now.
They would take Brockman.
They would not be a Super Bowl contender.
Dallas wouldn't do it.
If Cleveland had Tom Brady, yes, they would be.
No, they would not.
Are you crazy? Are you crazy?
No. TJ, I'll have to stop you there.
It's the Cleveland Browns. No disrespect.
Hold on a minute. Let's go through this list here. Arizona would not do it. Atlanta, because in the reality of the world, about you'd have to displace your quarterback. You'd have to deal with all of that with your locker room. You'd have to deal with all of that and making sure that the quarterback would just be a backup all of a sudden, like Mac Jones would have to be. Okay, so this is the reality. That's why I say it's fantasy world. You're just swapping one for the other. And then you'll just continue on like nothing ever happened. Dallas. Would Dallas do that? And Dak?
I already had to answer this last week.
I need an answer.
I want to do this again.
Would you do it?
No.
Correct. Denver wouldn't do it. No way.
But then again, Detroit Tom Brady would do it. Dallas, that's a Super Bowl.
Detroit champion. Would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, for sure.
Heartbeat.
Yeah, of course.
Green Bay?
No. I mean, they got a guy who actually wins playoff games in Tom Brady.
Would Houston do it?
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Yeah. Indianapolis would do it yesterday.
Of course.
I know that. Jacksonville wouldn't do it.
Yes, they would.
No, they wouldn't. Until Trevor Lawrence, you're sitting for a year?
Yeah.
We got a new head coach
here.
The guy who kicked his kicker and you needed to go up to last year and say, where's our top running back? Did you take him out of the game? That guy's not there anymore, but we're going to keep you waiting for another year because Doug Peterson is going to win
1 year of time. Hey, you were getting 1 year for Tom Brady? Cool. Yeah. You know what, Trevor? You're going to have a 15-year career. Just hold on a second.
Mahomes wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it with Kansas City. They won't do it with the Chargers. Wouldn't do it with the Rams. Vegas. Would Vegas do it? That would be bold. I don't think so.
I mean, they were rumored to try to get him anyway.
But McDaniel's back with Brady. If Brady's somehow, I think they would do it. Miami would, Asked and answered.
He's going to be the owner soon.
Asked and answered. Minnesota would do it in a heartbeat. New England? I say no, you say yes.
Everyone would take Tom back.
New Orleans would do it in a heartbeat. The Giants would do it in a heartbeat. I say the Jets wouldn't do it. I wouldn't want it. No.
You're too scarred, that's why.
Yeah. Philadelphia would do it?
Yeah. With that team?
Pittsburgh would do it. Seattle would say yes, please. San Francisco, no way. No way.
If San Francisco has Tom Brady, they're a Super Bowl team.
No, and then they tell Trey Lance and all those picks that we just gave up, forget it.
If you win a Super Bowl, it doesn't matter.
Forget it.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. Now you've got 5-10 more years. What are you going to do now with this kid that's now sitting around?
You start Trey Lance afterwards. It's just 1 year. It's just 1 year.
Man. Tennessee would do it. Washington would do it. I mean, they beg for that to happen.
It'd be a dust up if he came.
It would be a major dust up. You're right, Chris.
It'd be a major dust up.
Yeah, it would be a major dust up. You're crazy.
I'm just thinking about duck boats right now, guys. I mean, come on.
Oh, my God. Well, Brady wouldn't bring a duck boat to New England right now with that roster. That's why he left, Chris.
Yeah, not the same
team. And that's why you're building back up. You're building it back up with Mac Jones. You can tell Mac Jones, great rookie year, great rookie year. Sorry, we got to go back to the future with Tommy. Come on, man.
Look, guys, when you get Tom Brady, suddenly other people are like, oh, I want to go to there. Like Liz Lemon.
Liz Lemon. Tom Brady's the Liz Lemon of the National Football League?
When Tom Brady shows up, I want to go to there.
30 Rock reference.
That's interesting.
Okay, that was one big fat food for thought segment that's never going to happen in reality.
Welcome to Sports Talk Radio.
You guys are just doing this for clickbait.
On June 8th? There's no clickbait. It's just what I thought that was an interesting endeavor.
Somebody said that on YouTube yesterday.
It was like, about what?
It's June 9th.
It's about our
June 9th?
Yeah, it was just why are you getting so upset?
Oh, by the way, I'm trying to turn back the clock to before the Yankee lost last night.
Hey, the Sox actually picked up a
game. Yeah, they did. You're almost within 10.
And the Mets got stomped.
All right, let's take a break. Aaron Jones, the Green Bay Packers, will join us here on this program. Don't go anywhere. We'll find out what's going on in Green Bay's OTAs when we return. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. We love this guy, man. He's been in studio. We've been all over him ever since he started doing real routes and beating people coming out of the backfield. Now he's one of the top two-way threats in the league. And he's a Green Bay Packer going through mandatory mini camp in the great state of Wisconsin. Joining us on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line is Rich Eisen Show favorite Aaron Jones. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing great, and you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing better for talking to you. What's mandatory minicamp looking like from your perspective? What do you got?
It's fun, you know, getting out there, being able to compete, do a little bit of 11-on-11 for the first time with all your guys, and you could just see how happy guys are to be out there competing and, you know, have everybody back in the building.
How'd your quarterback look? How's he looking?
He looks great. You never cover when 12 on the field.
You know he was making that putt too, right, in Vegas? You knew that he was draining that putt, right?
Oh, yeah, I knew it. He's told me golf is all mental, and he got that unlocked, so I knew he was going to hit that.
You know, it's kind of crazy. I've interviewed you multiple times here on the program, and I greatly appreciate it when you joined this show. This is the first time in the last couple of years that I haven't had to ask you questions about your quarterback and his desire to be there and whether he's going to be there. I mean, I honestly don't even know what to ask you now, Aaron.
You know? He's here. He's going to be here. Yes, sir.
That's what he said. He's going to retire there. I mean, what a difference 2 years makes, pretty much, huh? Isn't that incredible?
Yes, sir. And huge difference. He's our leader. And I feel like that's the only way for him, the right way for him to go out is as a Packer after being here for so long. So whenever it's his time, we'll send him out the right way.
Well, and then the idea that is being thrown out there in my world is that he's under an incredible amount of pressure, that his window is closing, and that the last 2 years, despite having the one seed going to the playoffs, not winding up in the Super Bowl, just only mounts the pressure on him. What are your thoughts on that subject matter, Aaron Jones?
I feel like there's no pressure on him. Just go out and continue to do the things that we've done the past 3 years. And, you know, when you get in those big situations, guys around him, we have to step up and help him out.
And so when it comes to doing the stuff that you've done the last few years, Aaron Jones, there is one person who is, in fact, missing and is not coming back anytime soon, if at all, is Devontae Adams. And the question is about the Packers offense and what it will look like and how potent it can be. What insight can you give anyone, me, fans, on that subject matter, Aaron Jones?
Definitely miss Devontae. You know, he's our guy. But we've had games where we had to play without Devontae from 2019 to 2021. We played a couple games without him. And we also played games without what you would call our number one and number two receivers. And we found ways to win those games, pretty much all of them. So we have the weapons that we need in this locker room, and we'll be ready when the time comes. We have, like I said, we have every guy that's capable and looking to make the most of their opportunity.
Of the new guys or rookies that are coming in, who's impressed? Who should I be looking out for, Aaron? What do you got?
I like Romeo Doubs. I like all three of our receivers that we've drafted. They've all made flashes in practice. I'm more on the offensive side of the ball.
Yep.
So, and I'm closer to the skill player, so that's who I'm kind of trying to get in their heads, help them out as much as I can.
So you're kind of like the OG now.
In a way, and that's crazy. Tom flies.
Right? I mean, again, because you're now a guy who can help tell the new guys the way it's done, and I know you said crazy. How are you, you know, feeling about that, Aaron Jones?
I like being an OG, but at the same time, like I sit in the room and I feel like I'm just as young as like some of the rookies who came in, but in reality, I'm not. But it's pretty cool to see. Like, I really didn't have an OG when I came in, or an older guy.
Mm-hmm.
So to be that guy and just give them everything that I have, help them build their game and help us at the end of the day. So I'm enjoying it. You know, I've had a lot more guys come up to me, talk to me about not just football but life, and I wasn't getting those conversations before. So that's when I can kind of tell I was turning into the OG.
What do you mean by life? Walk me through that, Aaron. What conversations you mean by that?
Just things like off the field, whether it be being a dad or what it's like to be a dad, taxes, just things off the field, how you're managing your football from mm-hmm. your home life as well. So just so many things, not just football.
Okay, so taxes, you hire somebody, right? That's the advice you give somebody. Just hire somebody to do with that. What about parenting? How many kids do you have, Aaron?
I have one, and he's 2 years old.
2 years old. You are in the thick of it.
The thick of it. Potty training, okay. All that, so.
Right. So, what's his name or her name? What's their?
His name is Aaron. He's a junior.
He's an Aaron Jones Jr. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. And what's he watching these days? What do we got on? A little Paw Patrol? What do we got?
A little Paw Patrol, a little Go Dog Go, mm-hmm. Coco Melon, of course, Cars, loves Cars.
Oh, okay.
And then he'll just go on YouTube, like, Dad at football. So I'll just cut on some YouTube, and he'll watch a couple of different people's highlights.
Who's he? What are you watching? What is your kid watching on YouTube? What do you have?
He definitely has to watch my highlight.
Okay, let's understand. That's dad. Okay.
And then I'll put on like the Packers highlight, and then I might show him like I think I showed him Devontae's highlight, Rasul Douglas, and Devon J. Campbell's highlights. So show him a little bit of everything, and so he could play both sides of the ball.
I like it, man. And then Cars, I mean, how many times have you seen that? 100? 200? I mean, that is...
I've seen it a lot. Cars and Cars 2, both of them.
Cars 2
But
is...
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying every moment of it.
Cars 3, much better than Cars 2. Cars is obviously the gold standard. That is the absolute gold standard. Life is a highway, as you know.
Yeah, life is a highway.
All night long, man. And that's... that. You, Brockman, you...
Yeah,
you,
Aaron, I'm in the same boat. My son's also, too. The new big thing is Daniel Tiger,
I'm going to have to show him that. Where does that come on?
Daniel Tiger, I believe, is PBS, but you can find it on YouTube as well.
Okay, there you go. See, okay. We're just trying to make
Thank
you better.
You.
Yeah, of course. You're you know.
Yeah, y'all making life easier for me.
we're trying to do that. We're absolutely trying to do that. So how's AJ Dillon? Are his legs still as big as my waist? I know you've never seen my waist, but you can just assume. What do you got for me on that with Dillon?
I think they got a little bit bigger.
Come on, that can't be true. Really?
My mom seen him for the first time today, and she's like, "Oh my gosh, AJ!" Like. I hear people talk about your legs, but this is my first time seeing them in person.
I guess every day is leg day for AJ Dillon. Is it fair to say that the run game is going to be relied upon more, certainly even early on in the season, because of how new the parts might be at the receiver position, or what? I know Sammy Watkins is an old hand, but he is new to your world. What can you say about that, Aaron?
I'm not sure. I mean, I would think so. And whenever me or AJ's number is called, we'll be ready. You know, we like that opportunity to, if we get to touch the ball more, you know, we look forward to that and being able to help our team in any way we can.
And so, how the season ended, how often do you think about that, Aaron Jones?
All the time.
What do you mean all the time?
You're sick about it, you know, just ready to get back on the field and play. Like that's the last memory I have of actually playing football for myself. So just kind of wipe that nasty taste out of my mouth and get back to work. You know, we've got some unfinished business. We've gotten to where we want to get to, and you know, fell a little bit, stumbled, but it's how you respond from those things to show who you really are.
Right. And then, you know, when you look around the league, do you feel, you know, that you guys can, in fact, improve upon it? Now, I know you as a professional player believe it in your core, but to do what you've done year in and year out, 13 wins, 3 straight years, is very difficult to do. And the sense of doing it again without the ultimate result previously coming in is a challenge. I'm wondering how you're approaching that, Aaron.
I mean, I think we could do it again. Definitely, just stay true to ourselves. Continue to stack the success every day, and you know, stick together as a team and execute. I feel like those are the biggest things, and I feel like that's what has helped us get in those positions to just execute. And now we just got to execute a little bit more when it's time to.
Aaron, I know you're time crunched, that you snuck this one in the middle of meetings and OTAs and things of that nature. I greatly appreciate it. Say hi to my Michigan man, Rashawn Gary.
He'll love that.
Please do that. I mean, we've got to stick together, certainly since he's now surrounded by Georgia Bulldogs, you know. So that's a problem for us Michigan people from last year. But we got to stick together is basically what I'm saying. So you have to send my best, will you please?
Yes, sir. I got you. I will.
Okay. Have a great meeting. Have a great rest of OTAs, and look for my call throughout the summer. Thanks for the time, Aaron Jones.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's good Aaron. Yeah, right back at you. That's Aaron Jones, running back and father of Aaron Jr. right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Here you go. So he's watching Cars just like you, Chris. Or did he say he didn't? Did he say he hasn't seen Cars yet? Of course
he hasn't seen Cars 3. He's only seen 1 and 2. Cars 3 is great.
Cars 3, well, I mean, certainly in comparison to Cars 2.
Right.
Cars 2, you know, I couldn't have been more down on Cars 2.
Cars 2 is last.
When we took our kids to the theater to see Cars 2, and it started with a car going straight off of some, like, oil derrick into the water and then going four tires up, and my child looks at me and goes, "Daddy, is the car dead?" I just wanted to, I honestly wanted to drive to Burbank, go straight in and ask for Bob Iger's office, and, you know, I understand he's a very powerful man. Just ask him point blank, what's your malfunction?
That's Michael.
What are you in the Pixar people thinking?
That's Michael Caine.
No, I know Michael Caine was in it. I mean, it's wonderful.
That's his character.
Like, my child cares who Michael Caine was.
He's a spy, and he was like...
You're missing the point. You're missing the point. When Mater was outfitted with weaponry, it's just like, what are we doing?
And he could change in a different
car.
Oh,
my God.
You know. I don't hate cars.
Like, since when did Cars turn into Transformers? That's what I was. But then Cars 3 was wonderful.
Cars 3 is great. Cruz Ramirez.
A nice warm heart.
So it seems like they understood where they erred in 2 and then made it better for 3.
They definitely made it better.
Yeah. Or you just wanted the sequel to just be. They all can't be Top Gun Maverick.
No.
Have you seen it yet? You have not yet?
I may have, but...
No, it's okay. You're just backtracking that you agreed
with...
What do you mean
you
may have?
What do you mean you may? You either have or you haven't.
I got a copy of it to see it, watch it.
Hold on a second.
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Hold on a minute. It's okay. He agreed on something. I called him out.
I got
and he's
a
trying
copy
to backtrack
of it
a little bit.
That I can watch at my house.
Ooh.
That's all I'll say.
I don't know if that's...
Have you seen it or not?
No, I have not watched it. I have it.
It is truly... You could make the case that Top Gun Maverick is one of the best sequels of all time. For any movie. It's that good. It's exactly what you want. If you're a Top Gun fan, it gives you absolutely what you want.
I have not gone.
Okay. I heard you haven't... What's the movie that we talked about earlier? All right, let's take a break. Well, take a break. I need more real estate because there was a movie that Chris admitted he hadn't seen yet prior to the show, like literally 3 minutes before we were on the air. All right, let's take a break. We're going to suss this thing out. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Don't go anywhere. I'll tell you about some great guests on Friday's show, too.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen. Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Hey, by the way, I watched the Peacock game with the Yankees and the Tigers last week. Yeah. Terrific broadcast.
Absolutely.
Jason Benetti is terrific with the play-by-play.
Yeah, I'm into it too.
And then they add an announcer from each team's broadcast team, each squad's broadcast team, to the booth. It was John Flaherty for the Yankees and Jack Morris for the Tigers. It was a terrific broadcast. So the start time is terrific as well. 11 a.m. Eastern time.
Oh, it's perfect.
It's great. It's nice and early. And so this Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern time on Peacock is the Cleveland Guardians hosting the Oakland A's. Oh, is that the music too?
Yeah, we got music.
Okay. Here we go. I like it. I like it. Baseball's cool. Sunday leadoff on Peacock. And scene. Look, we all have blind spots when it comes to our movie viewing, right? Blind spots.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We all do. And then it always happens with friends. You think you know them, and you don't. When they tell you they haven't seen a movie like, say, Ghost? You've never seen Ghost, Chris? What do you mean? What are you making that face like now? Like, what are you talking about?
All right. Like, were you too cool for Ghost?
Dude.
Nope, but I was 9 when Ghost came out. Okay, well, 1990. That's...
All right, so.
Other things on the brain when I was that age.
My mom hadn't been born when Wizard of Oz came out, and yet I enjoy that movie.
Thank you for the whataboutism, TJ. Okay.
Thank you, TJ.
All I'm saying is
I wasn't born in 1990.
The movie whataboutism. Okay. Like, okay.
Wasn't on my radar screen, and now as I'm older, it seems like a depressing movie, right? I don't need to be depressed when I watch the movies.
I'm with Chris a little here.
It's not that depressing.
By the way, in the beginning.
By the way, that's what won Whoopi her Oscar.
No, the Whoopi is insanely amazing.
She won an Oscar for it. It's truly like you.
Is she good in the movie?
Excuse me.
Phenomenal.
She's great. She won an Oscar. What are you talking about?
Well, people who have Oscars didn't really deserve that.
Like, give me one. Give me one. Give me one. Who?
Who? I mean, we can go down the list.
Well, that's what he's asking. He doesn't have a list. He's just throwing it out there.
Yeah. We'll look it up.
So
that's a whataboutism right there.
You're a Patrick Swayze guy. You're a Roadhouse guy, right?
Oh. I like Roadhouse. I like Point Break.
You like Dirty Dancing? Not in general. I'm talking about the film.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah,
sure.
All right.
Have you seen Dirty Dancing?
A top five Patrick Swayze movie, Ghost. No question.
Oh, easily.
Is he dead in the movie?
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Wow. Ghost. He's not dead at the beginning.
But he's no longer.
Correct. And the bad guy is the president of the United States from Scandal. If I'm not mistaken, it's Tony Goldwyn. Is the bad guy, if I'm not mistaken.
By the way, the thing.
Spoiler alert.
The things
Demi
that
Moore's
take
got short
Demi
hair.
Demi Moore.
I don't like short hair.
Demi Moore.
I don't like short
hair. You know what? You're way too picky.
I mean, he is.
Honestly, you're a choosing beggar over there.
Guess what? I'm not watching Ghost.
The things that take the people away
Ghost
still
is,
scare
I mean,
me.
Those little,
Ghost is amazing.
Excuse
Ghost
me.
Is amazing.
Has there ever been
amazing?
In movie
it
history?
Really is, Chris.
Has there ever been in movie history
is
a more?
Ghost
excuse me. I'm talking.
Sorry.
You're the one who hasn't seen Ghost. Has there ever been in cinema?
Okay.
Film. Has there ever been a more moving use of pottery? Ever?
Oh, definitely not. No one knew what pottery was until Ghost.
That's
Rich.
Your sell for this movie?
It's part of it, yeah. It's part of it.
Is Ghost amazing? On
Twitter,
dude, right?
You're embarrassing us and the brand of this show by putting
way,
that out there.
It's without
as
question,
a poll question on
the
Twitter.
Greatest use of the Righteous Brothers in Ever. The history
by the way,
of anything.
One of the greatest
truly.
Years of Academy Award best films that year. Don't look.
Okay.
There was
then
a
how,
robbery that
how
year.
How are we going to know who's in it?
Was it Goodfellas?
Yeah.
Goodfellas. Dances with the Wolves.
It lost with Dances with the Wolves 1.
What's this going to do with Ghost, though?
Godfather, Goodfellas. I mean, think of that year is insane. Awakenings. Every one of those movies could have been best picked.
Awakenings is a good movie.
Molly.
Have you seen that? Awakenings?
What?
Robin Williams.
Have you not seen Awakenings?
Oh, De Niro.
What's that movie about?
What are you talking about?
Is it about Awakenings? What is it about? I have no idea what Awakening is.
Robert De Niro plays a man who is afflicted with, it's based on a true story.
Yes.
He's afflicted with is it autism?
The disease is basically you go into like
and,
world
and
world.
Robin Williams, I'm doing a very poor job of explaining.
Again, sounds,
Robin
Williams sounds
plays,
depressing.
Robin plays, it's but it's uplifting.
But it's
and
uplifting.
Then it's, and then it is
and
kind
it gets
of depressing.
Depressing. Yeah, it actually is. Rich, you can't
not
sell
your
Awakening.
Case.
You can't tell
but he plays a doctor who finds the cure for something, and Robert De Niro, whose loved ones think he's lost forever, he's awakened.
All right, well, that's cool. I mean, Randy Newman did the music.
You'd be better off watching Ghost.
Ghost is just, it's a fantastic movie.
I'm not going to watch any
See, he's such a masshole. Like, you can't, you can say, all right, I'll watch the movie, and like, but you're like wearing it as a badge of honor that you've never seen.
Here's my theory. Watch this
I didn't
movie.
Want to watch Shawshank for years. I watched it and went, oh my God, this movie was spectacular.
By the way, Chris, you not seeing Ghost doesn't even come close to touching years. The fact that Del Tufo didn't see Shawshank.
Like, that's preposterous.
That's preposterous.
When did you finally break that run?
A couple years ago.
Oh, that's
during
crazy.
Like the COVID, right?
But he was
COVID.
The same thing. I don't want to watch it.
Instead of watching Shawshank for the 250th time, maybe you make some room for Ghost.
No? Probably not.
It's a phenomenal movie. I don't like those movies.
What's your movie that you haven't seen that would kind of shock us?
Well, just right off the bat, like, I've seen this movie, but I don't really, I have nothing to, like, really remember. Top Gun. I have no basis of reference to Top Gun other than the very obvious things that everyone knows. Like,
he did not have the need for speed.
Like, so you're not going to see Top Gun Maverick then?
No, I'm hearing nothing but great stuff about it.
So are you going to watch the original Top Gun before seeing this
before
one?
Before I kind of feel like I need to rewatch the original.
You must.
I only ask because it's like.
And I have no idea why I've never really got into Top Gun. Like, a bunch of my friends every year would go as a character for Halloween. And I know, like.
This entire time you've been Top Gun deprived?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
What's happening? My world is kind of shaken.
Well, Rich, you're Goonies.
I thought I knew you guys.
You're Goonies.
Well, I didn't see Goonies for a long time. That's great.
Sandlot,
that
was too. Sandlot, yeah, but, too.
Huh?
Sandlot.
Sandlot was, one that I kind
that
of...
Was un, I mean,
no, no.
Not Sandlot.
I've rectified them both.
Yes.
Yeah. I've rectified them both.
I mean, Citizen Kane, Chris doesn't have to watch.
Oh, don't talk to him about this sort of stuff. Like, if it's older, it's black and white, it can't be great or... Come on.
I just actually watched it.
Citizen Kane, literally in its own right, is an incredible movie. And then you think about when it was made.
And how.
Come on.
I agree with you there, Chris. I'll
Casablanca,
I'm not watching
too.
That.
Like, have you never seen Casablanca?
Dude,
why do you make this look like I'm crazy for even asking you?
I've only seen portions of Casablanca.
He's not a cinephile.
What do you mean portions?
Like, I've watched in pieces.
You sit down and.
I've never watched.
What do you mean you watch in pieces?
I've never watched it in its.
What, the phone rang?
No, I just
you put
never,
it down before the Nazis
it's
arrived.
It's one of those movies that like, I just never watched fully. So I mean, it's terrible, but I admit it.
Who puts who it's like switches the channel on Casablanca?
80 years old.
What does it matter? It doesn't matter.
I
mean,
I get Brockman's
frankly,
theory
my dear,
behind this.
It doesn't
I don't
matter.
Give a damn.
But like, it's like
is that Casablanca?
Dick Vitale's 80 years old. I think it's his birthday today. He's a treasure. You're going to sit there and go, it's not worth listening to Dick Vitale? How dare you?
Well, yeah, different. Baby.
Should we FaceTime Dick Vitale?
We could. I don't know if he'll answer. Good Lord.
We do this every time we talk about old movies.
Yeah, because
right?
You could always have a, there's always a spot.
Tomorrow's show, oh my goodness.
Yeah, buddy.
Our third hour guest, Tom Dreesen, will be here. Yes. We belong to the same golf club, and he's like, I'd like to come on your show. And I'm like, okay, we'll be like your 19 millionth panel interview appearance. The comedian, he will be here. Grant Hill to talk about game four of the NBA Finals prior to that. He'll join us. And first hour from Barry, one of the greatest of all time, a goat indeed. Henry Winkler will be in studio.
Hey.
That's on Friday's show. Don't you dare miss it.